This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Libya has called for international aid after a devastating flood killed thousands of people, with many still missing. Tens of thousands have been displaced. The U.S. sending emergency funds to relief organizations and coordinating with the Libyan authorities and the U.N. to provide additional support. Another place on Earth dealing with rains causing flooding, this time the United States, in the New England region.
There'll be a cleanup in New England after downpours that dropped nearly 10 inches of rain in 6 hours, flooding parts of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Water poured into some homes. Some residents were rescued by boat. Weather officials describe it as a 200-year event. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey.
I know we've been in touch with FEMA to request all assistance that we can get to help get us through this time.
Rain is still in the forecast, and they're keeping an eye on Hurricane Lee, which could swamp parts of the coastal northeast during the weekend, say forecasters. That storm has been south-southwest of Bermuda, traveling north, and could make landfall in Nova Scotia, Canada, possibly as a tropical storm, say forecasters. I'm Rita Foley.
Some Moroccan villagers who lost everything in last week's earthquake were fending for themselves in the ruins of their homes on Wednesday. 60-year-old Yuline Urkach says she's suffering. She's one of the thousands who lost her home in the quake that struck the high Atlas Mountains on Friday.
We suffered and we're still sad. We have no food, nowhere good to sleep. It's not just about the collapsed houses that we're sad about. A house can be rebuilt later, but I lost my normal life.
Thousands were killed in the quake. It's difficult to get to these villages as rocks still block the roads. This is VOA News. The White House on Wednesday defended a U.S.-Iran prisoner swap deal that has drawn criticism from Republicans, saying Iran gets no U.S. sanctions relief from the deal. La Junta in Niger on Tuesday said it would end a military pact with neighboring Benin, accusing it of authorizing the deployment of troops on its territory for a possible military intervention against Niger by ECOWAS. Reuters' Alice Rizzo has more.
In a statement read on national television, the junta said Benin had decided to consider aggression against Niger instead of supporting it.
The Republic of Benin has authorized the stationing of military personnel, mercenaries, and war material with a view to an aggression against our country by France in collaboration with certain ECOWAS countries.
As a result, the new Nigerian authorities decided to renounce the military cooperation agreement with Benin, the statement said. There was no immediate response from Benin.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo, who says ECOWAS is trying to negotiate with the leaders of the coup, but says it is still ready to use force if that diplomacy fails. American technology leaders, including Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Meta platform CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and others, met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill in the United States on Wednesday for a closed-door forum that focused on regulating artificial intelligence. Lawmakers grappling with how to mitigate the dangers of the emerging technology. Elon Musk.
Judging by the fact that they put their hands up when asked if they believe that some regulation is in order, I think it's clear that there's a strong consensus, overwhelming consensus, that there should be some AI regulation, that it would be in the best interests of the people.
AI technology has experienced a boom in investment since ChatGPT. A French government agency has said the Apple iPhone 12 emits too much radiation and wants it pulled from the shelves.
The National Frequency Agency, which oversees public exposure to electromagnetic radiation, also called on Apple to fix the issue with phones already in use. The regulator said they will monitor updates to the iPhone 12 and will order Apple to recall the phones if the fixes don't work. Apple has disputed the findings and said the device complies with all regulations governing radiation. The agency said levels of radiation breached EU standards when the phone was tested in a hand or pocket. I'm Karen Chamas.
More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.